my dearest brothers and sisters. Devoted servants of Allah Ta'ala. The warriors of Islam. They, what we are celebrating, is a victory day. Victory of the Battle of Ramadan. There is a war going on. Not a 100-year-old war, not a 1,000-year-old war, millions of years of war. From the time that our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, ate the forbidden fruit and he was rejected from the garden, but the shaitan alayhi, who was permitted to fool us till the end of time, in Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala says, أَبِبِلْدَاهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ بَرْدِينَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. وَمَا أُبَرِّجُ نَفْسِ إِنَّا نَفْسَ لَا أَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوِي إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. This is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, who says in the Quran, and I call not myself sinless, surely man's ego commands evil, except those on whom my Lord has mercy. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with our mother Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha in her apartment. And in the middle of the night he left the bed and he walked out. And the young wife Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, being jealous, thinking, where is he going from my bed, followed him at night. And finally, when he reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled at her and said, Ya Aisha, I see that you have brought your devil with you. Young wife, fresh lady, Ya Rasulullah, does everyone has a devil? Yes, Ya Aisha. Ya Rasulullah, do you have also your devil? Yes, Ya Aisha. Except I made my devil into a Muslim. Nafs-i Ammara exists, ibadallah. Today, we are celebrating a battle. The Battle of Ramadan. For 1 month we have cornered the shaitan alive, left him hungry and left him thirsty, left him submissive. He is weakened. But today, the battle starts today. One day when they were coming from a very difficult and bloody battle, Rasulullah and the Ashab-e Kiram, everybody is wounded and bleeding and tired. He came upon them and said, prepare yourselves for the Jihad-e Kabir. Ya Rasulullah, look at us. We are beaten, we are tired, we are wounded, we are bleeding, and we just fought with a very superior enemy. Which greater enemy are we supposed to fight now? Yourselves, said he. Your egos, your nafsi al-mara. We have no enemies anywhere in the world. The world is not our enemy. Allah Ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi addressed the world and he said, O world, if my servants look at you, love you, get involved with you, spend their time for you, and forget all about me, then be a very tyrannical boss to them, work them to death. But oh world, if my servant looks at you and all the beauty and everything which is in you remind him of me, then be servant to him. So the world is what we make out of it. The world is not our enemy. No one in the world is our enemy. We have only one enemy and one enemy alone, which is very, very, very strong, and that is right inside of us right now. And today, the war starts. That nafs is capable to beat us with the exception of Allah Ta'ala help us. For Allah Ta'ala to help us to hope to win this battle, the result of which is very important. It is not a matter of life and death in this world. This is easy. We live and we die. But that battle is decisive for eternity. It is either eternal hellfire or eternal felicity, depending whether we will succeed or not. Ya Ibadallah, my humble advice to you. First, admit that it exists, your enemy, in you. Each time you say I. Each time you say my. Each time you say mine. Each time you say me. Each time you say my idea. Each time you say my wife, my child, my home, my country, my bank account. That is him who is speaking. Identify it. Just before I came in here, a son of mine said, oh, but can't we at least have our coffee in the morning in peace? I said, yes, except remembering that he is drinking it. Remember, he is ever present. Remember that we are weak. But remember the one who created us, the one who cares for us, the one today who makes us gather here and speak to each other. He is strongest. There is none stronger than him. And if we are as he wants us to be, he in his mercy and his generosity will help us survive against this eternal enemy. God, be it for the sake of this blessed day, of the victory, of the battle of Ramadan. Make us successful in our battle against our Nafsa Amara. Ya Rabbi, make us Allahu Ta'ala's servants on the slaves of our tribal Shaytan Ibrahim. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad. Have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad. Have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad. Change the bad ways of Ummah Muhammad into good ways. Ya Rabbi, protect Ummah Muhammad from the assault of the Nafsa Amara. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكته المقربين وعلى أهل فراشك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرض والرضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله.